Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called for continued American boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State militants. Carter said the United States and its allies have targeted Mosul in Iraq and Iraqa in Syria as their early objectives.
This is the parent tumor of ISIL, and we need to defeat it there, but then we need to combat it elsewhere around the world to which it has spread, and we also need to defeat our homeland.
The United States currently has about 3,500 service members in Iraq, 2,750 of those supporting Iraqi security forces as trainers, advisors, or support staff. There are less than 50 U.S. Special Forces in Syria. As the Chinese president is in Iran for a state visit, the U.S. says it hopes Beijing continues to work with Washington to ensure Iran does not reconstitute its nuclear capabilities. Xi Jinping is the first state leader to visit Iran since Tehran implemented steps to roll back its nuclear program. Two nations have maintained close economic and military ties despite sanctions that have been imposed by the U.S. and Western nations. United States and China co-chairing a working group to oversee the new design of Iran's heavy water reactor so that it will not produce weapons-grade plutonium. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, remained firm in his rejection of the African Union proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to his country. Last month, the AU announced it would deploy 5,000 members of the force to Burundi for an initial period of 6 months. So far, 439 people have died in the country's unrest. This is VOA News.